Isaiah chapter 15, a declaration about Moab. Indeed, in one night, Ar of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. Indeed, in one night, Kir of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. They have gone up to the temple. The people of Dibon went up to the heights to weep. Moab wails over Nebo and over Medeba. All their heads are shaved bare, and all their beards are cut off. In their streets they wear sackcloth. On their housetops and in the square everyone wails, melting and weeping. Heshbon and Elealeh call out for help. Their sound is heard as far as Jahaz. So the armed men of Moab cry out for help. They tremble within themselves. My heart cries out for Moab. Her fugitives flee to Zoar and to Eglath-Shelishiya. They go up the ascent of Luhith, weeping. On the road to Horonaim, they raise a cry of distress over their destruction. The waters of Nimrim are a desolation. The grass is withered. The vegetation has dried up. There is no more green grass. The abundance they have grown and stored, they carry away over the brook of the poplars. The cry has gone around the territory of Moab. The wailing as far as Eglaim and Beer Elam. For the waters of Dimon are full of blood, but I will bring even more upon Dimon. A lion will attack those who escape from Moab and also those remaining in the land.